Chris, very interesting call today. Rural hospitals in Georgia, they have been vanishing over the years, and they're in trouble. COVID has made it a lot tougher for them, hasn't it?
It has, John. We talked to Vicki Lewis, who's president and CEO of the Coffee Regional Medical Center in Douglas, and Kim Gilman, who's the president and CEO of the Phoebe Worth Medical Center, but also Southwest Georgia Regional Medical Center in Cuthbert, which, you know, announced just a few weeks ago that they were going to close operations as of October. So we have had two great people on the front lines.
Yeah, you know, we've seen hospitals in that area, Dawson, Arlington, over in Richland, and others have closed in that area, and it's really sad. And, you know, I guess they were teetering on the edge in some cases, and then COVID just put them over the edge. Does that seem to be the case?
Well, it's interesting because that was kind of my assumption, right? But she actually said that the COVID relief funds from the CARES Act actually prolonged. And allowed the Cuthbert facility to stay open a couple more months.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that was, and I think that's one of the things I took away was the importance of those federal CARES dollars this year. I mean, Vicki said it in from Coffee that it was such a difference maker, that and then the support that they got from Governor Kemp and GEMA. But those dollars are going to run out.
Yeah.
Right. That safety net's not going to be there next year, particularly if Congress doesn't act. So she and Kim and other CEOs I've talked to are very worried about what 2021 looks like.
Well, you know, there's been such a discussion for several years about Medicaid expansion in Georgia, and they seem to be for it because they seem to think it could make a big difference in some of the smaller hospitals.
Yeah, I was shocked where they were using the numbers that they have over about 20% of their patients are indigent and that they don't repay. And so if they don't get the Medicaid or other support systems there, they're absorbing those costs. And that's been a problem. The Georgia Chamber, we've worked on this issue for a Medicaid waiver since 2014 or 15. Governor Kemp, thankfully, has submitted several waiver requests. They're working their way through. A couple have been rejected. He's got another one there now that's going through the system. And so, you know, we desperately need that. And our argument has been Georgia tax dollars are going into this bucket. And those dollars are being used in Pennsylvania and California and other states. We need to get those dollars back.
Right.
What we have to be careful of is making sure that it doesn't strain other resources within state government over the long term. That's why I think Governor Kemp's kind of innovative plan about how to expand that coverage has been good. And then also I'll give some credit to Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan, who's also focused on these rural tax credits for hospitals. So, you know, you and I or a business could go get a could buy these tax credits, get value for them, and all the proceeds go to these rural hospitals. And I've talked to a couple of CEOs who said that's the only reason they're still open.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just that dire of a situation.
Wow. You know, it was kind of scary hearing her talk about Cuthbert. I'm very familiar. I'm from the next county over, and I'm very familiar with Randolph County. I didn't realize it was that small. It only has a little over 6,000 residents. Like a 20-something percent employment rate. That's the employment rate, you know. So that was – and the condition of the hospital, that was hard to listen to. It really was.
It does. It breaks your heart, particularly when she told us today that they were going to see probably a 13 to 15% population decline.
Yeah.
And it's understandable, right? I mean, if you don't have a health care system, you're probably not going to have the tax base that you need to have good schools, but then young men and women aren't going to live there.
Yeah.
And I've said this for years, that if you don't have quality health care access in your community, there's nothing that you can do from an economic development standpoint to recruit or retain companies. And I think we're seeing that all over rural America, and in particular in some of our small communities like Randolph County. I agree. I love Randolph County. It's a beautiful community, but really continues to suffer like much of rural Georgia. And that's why we've really got to continue this focus that I'll say Speaker Ralston really started. Governor Kemp has been on. We've got our office in Tifton. But focusing every day on how you help those most at-risk communities and the people that are at risk within those communities. Because if you can do that well, you can see some rebound like we've seen in Bainbridge and Moultrie and Albany and some other communities, but we've really, you can't let your foot off the gas.
Yeah. You mentioned your office in Tifton, and that's a regional office that covers South Georgia down there. It's a great location for it, but you have a new person running the office down there. Talk about that.
We do. We're so excited that Tiffany Holmes is our new director there of that office. Tiffany ran the Chamber and Development Authority and my mom's hometown of Brooks County, Quitman, Georgia, for literally the last 10 years. And so we were so pleased to be able to lure her away. And she'll be focused on how we help those rural communities, how we keep the focus, how we work with our legislators, those local chambers, those local economic developers, and make sure that we continue to do the programming and really wave the flag so that folks in the state are all aware of the importance of rural Georgia. I mean, listen, people talk about the economy of state of Georgia being a car and Atlanta's the engine, but I've never seen an engine cross a finish line without four wheels, you know, and the chassis and all the other components, and that's really what rural Georgia is.
That's a great analogy, great analogy. Well, Chris, good to talk to you. Thank you for what you're doing, and we'll talk later.
Sounds great, John.